KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Yeah, it's 7:06 at 67 degrees under partly sunny skies, but still some patchy fog here in the listening area. Today we do look for a high of 93 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this morning by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call, 243-2260, for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. A Griswold man was sentenced on drug charges Wednesday. 47-year-old Douglas Dean Bates was sentenced to 180 months imprisonment for conspiring to distribute methamphetamine in and around Cass County. District Judge John Jarvie also ordered Bates to serve a 5-year term of supervised release following his incarceration. On February 21st, Bates pled guilty to conspiracy to distribute controlled substance methamphetamine. The conviction was the result of a 3-year investigation into methamphetamine trafficking in and around Atlantic. At the time of his guilty plea, Bates admitted that from July of 2009 until May of 2010, he agreed to distribute methamphetamine obtained from a South Omaha, Nebraska source to customers in the Atlantic area. The investigation was conducted by the Cass County Sheriff's Office, Audubon County Sheriff's Office, and other law enforcement agencies around the area. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. 243-2260.
Masker Plumbing and Heating has proudly served the Atlantic and surrounding areas for the past 16 years and is still going strong for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
Burn bans have gone into effect in several southwest Iowa counties. Officials in Audubon, Mills, Page, and Pottawatomie counties, as well as Montgomery counties, have all announced burn bans. In Audubon County, the burn ban will go into effect today at noon. In Mills and Pottawatomie counties, the burn ban goes into effect, actually went into effect yesterday at noon. In Page County, that burn ban went into effect at 8 o'clock today. A burn ban already went into effect yesterday morning at 8 o'clock in Montgomery County. Altogether, that's 37 counties in Iowa that have announced burn bans. A burn ban means no open burning will be allowed. Permits for burning may be requested from area fire departments, but approval is up to the local fire chief. The Atlantic City Council held their regularly scheduled meeting Wednesday night. On the agenda was an update on the Sunnyside Tennis Courts project. City Administrator Doug Harris says the project would include renovating and replacing the courts. The Atlantic City Council approved the resolution authorizing bids for the Sunnyside Tennis Court reconstruction unanimously. Next, the council heard a motion to authorize the mayor to sign a cooperative agreement between the City of Atlantic and the DNR, where the DNR would agree to share with the costs of replacing the boat ramp adjacent to the wastewater treatment plant. Councilman Steve Livengood speaks about that project.
I'm bringing everybody up to speed on that. We had a boat ramp out there. We tore it apart and we started building our wastewater treatment plant. We need to put that back in. The DNR has, they're going to approve $19,920.
Overall, that means the DNR would pay 63% of the total cost of that project. The new boat ramp will be a little bit closer to the road than the old one. The Atlantic City Council then held a public hearing on the proposed development agreement with the United Steel Erectors Corporation. City Administrator Doug Harris provides more details on that agreement.
Well, basically, it provides for 45% tax rebates over a 5-year period to the owner and offsets that if there happens to be a rollback by the state in terms of commercial values, that then that rebate would be offset by that percent. So in other words, if there was a 20% rollback, then they would get a 20% rollback plus a 25% tax rebate for a total of 45%. That was a lot of language in there, but that's what it boils down to. So.
Another business, Councilman Livengood, says during his committee report that the Emergency Communication Center has set a goal to move within the next 2 years since they've outgrown their current location. He says there was discussion with the Iowa Highway Patrol about sharing a new location, but the Highway Patrol declined that offer. A diabetic reaction is being blamed for an injury accident Tuesday morning. On Tuesday at about 11:30, 60-year-old Kevin Kling of Villisca was driving a 2000 Dodge Stratus south on O Avenue near 180th Street when he entered the ditch to his right, then drove back out and turned the Dodge around and headed north on O Avenue. His vehicle then hit a ditch hard enough to deploy airbags. The Page County Sheriff's Office says he suffered from a diabetic reaction. Kling was transported by Clarinda EMS to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for treatment of his injuries. No citations were issued. An update on Kling's condition is not currently available. A Harlan man was charged with illegal hand fishing after showing his catch in the local newspaper. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
The Iowa Department of Natural Resources says 48-year-old Larry Finstad was charged with illegally catching a catfish using his hand in a technique that's known as noodling. The DNR says someone called the poacher's hotline after seeing an article in the Harlan Tribune featuring Finstad holding a 30-pound flathead catfish that he admitted he caught by hand in the Nishnabotna River. Finstad was charged at the Shelby County Jail, where he was locked up after being arrested earlier for possession of burglary tools. It's a second recent arrest here for the sport, which is featured in some TV shows, but illegal in the state. DNR conservation officers charged four men with illegal hand fishing in June after watching them catch several catfish by hand in the Des Moines River near Selma. The DNR confiscated 174 pounds of catfish fillets at the home of one of those men. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
And in state news, an Iowa congressman has written a letter to FBI Director Robert Mueller asking for more help in the search for two missing Northeast Iowa cousins. Representative Bruce Braley says the family of the girls asked him to send a letter asking Mueller to ensure that all available FBI resources are immediately used. 8-year-old Elizabeth Collins and 10-year-old Lyra Cook Morrissey were seen last Friday at their grandmother's house in Evansdale. Their bicycles and Elizabeth's purse were found at nearby Myers Lake. FBI dogs detected the girls scent in that area. KJAN News Time is 7:14. We'll take a look at our funeral announcements now on KJAN. As 51-year-old Lauren A.J. Adrian O'Dell of
Fisher Photography.
Hey, Matt.
Back in our funeral announcements, 51-year-old Lauren A.J. Adrian O'Dell of Atlantic died on Saturday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for A.J. O'Dell will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Atlantic First Assembly of God Church. Rolden Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 92-year-old Hans R. Johnson of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and formerly from Brayton, died on Monday at the Life Care Center in Elkhorn, Nebraska. Funeral services for Hans Johnson will be held on Thursday, or this morning at 10:30 at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. 90-year-old Buddy W. Smith of Atlantic and formerly of Elliott died on Sunday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Buddy Smith will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. 87-year-old Viola Waddell of Harlan died on Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Viola Waddell are going to be held this morning at 11 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. The Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 94-year-old Margaret B. Sheeter of Guthrie Center died on Monday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Margaret B. Sheeter are going to be held tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in the Emanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. I'll have more funeral announcements right after this.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Master Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Master Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Masker Plumbing and Heating has proudly served the Atlantic and surrounding areas for the past 16 years and is still going strong for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
And continuing with our funeral announcement, 70-year-old Janice Knutson of Coralville, and formerly from Atlantic, died last Thursday at the hospice care in Iowa City. Funeral services for Janice Knutson are going to be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 82-year-old Arlene Cleaver of Atlantic died on Tuesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Arlene Cleaver are going to be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 81-year-old Phyllis Knapp of Casey died on Monday at her home. Funeral services for Phyllis Knapp are going to be held on Saturday at 10:30 in the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. 85-year-old Leland Jerome Miller, formerly of Harlan, died May 14th in Arizona. Graveside services with military rites for Leland Jerome Miller are going to be held Saturday at 11 o'clock in the Harlan Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And 103-year-old Edna M. Hansen of Harlan died on Wednesday in Harlan. A prayer service for Edna Hansen will be held on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansen Funeral Home in Harlan. That's our news on KJAN, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call, 243-2260, for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Brett Johnson for KJAN News.